Good morning. It's October 1st, 2015. I need to look and see what time it is again. It's 7:47 a.m. Is that right? 7:37 a.m. Okay. That's better. 7:37. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. It's the early day for kid. So I couldn't walk this morning. I had to wrestle her out of bed. Go through a lot of too sick. Really? You're too sick? This is a short day. She's out before noon. She's out like at 10:30, 10:45, something like that. She's gonna be a little bit late because she's got a meeting over lunchtime, but she's gonna be out before noon. And it's like, look, kid, you're gonna miss days when you really are really quite ill. And if you could just, you know, get up, get moving. So she said she'd try. She ate about half her breakfast. Threw the rest away. Didn't feel good. So I said, all right, go back to bed. And then so I gave up on the day and said, well, I'll go do my walk since it's, I don't have to drive anywhere. And while I'm putting my shoes on, she says, no, I'll go to school. I'm going to go to school. So, took her to school. Stopped and got some groceries on the way home. And the big news is, of course, In Ashes Born is out. That's available on Amazon. Actually sold 4 copies yesterday, although I don't really know how, because it wasn't actually listed until, I didn't press the publish button until like 10 o'clock last night. The Facebook group has been quite helpful, quite quite forthcoming on their commentary. I lost one guy. He made a comment he didn't like the cover and then he quit the community, but that's okay. We're still counting down on 300, like over 280 now. And they all know about it because somebody found it and linked it. Make a blog post about it here pretty quick and get it added to the books page. I've already had the first request for paper and the ones are going to be available in audio. That's only 7:30. So it takes between 2 and 3 weeks to process a paperback. Most of that is not time where I'm working, it's mostly shipping time. It'll take me a day to format it. But I really don't want to do that until I get the inevitable typo reports back. Because there are typos. I operate on the assumption that there are typos. I paid a good editor. She found a lot. I found a lot. I've been through the book a couple times. There's probably still errors. There's probably still typos. I'm certainly not any better than Orbit at Macmillan or any of those guys, and they still have typos. So, you know what? Good enough. But readers will find them, and they will report them. And I'm actually kind of surprised I haven't gotten any so far. I expect by middle of the afternoon I'll be wanting to know when's the next book coming out. Of Which is good. I much prefer that to, I will never read anything you write ever again. Those are a little harder to take. So, big morning. It's overcast, it's muggy, it's not as nasty as it has been, but it's still kind of... Yeah. But I figured I better do the walk. It's the first day of the month. Get the month off on the right foot. Oh, that, by the way, is not the same dog. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Forgot where it was. No. Yes. I was thinking there was one back on the other street, but... Maybe that is the one on the other street and it's on the corner. It's just run around a lot. I don't know. Anyway, the idea of the dog treat, I should buy some. I should get a little bag of dog treats, one of those little resealable pouches of dog treats, and toss them over the fence at them. Somebody suggested that in the comment thread on somewhere. Kind of lost track. So I've had a cup of coffee this morning. I've had nothing to eat yet. I'm gonna go home and probably make oatmeal. I like my oatmeal. I know the rolled oats is not as good as the steel cut. But it's still tasty. Still fills me up. Still leaves me filled. Oh. Back is sore this morning. I'm not quite sure why. Other than not enough sleep. It was a late night last night dealing with the book and getting it formatted. There's a new compass rose on the cover, and there's a lot of discussion about that compass rose and how it looks, and it looks off center and it looks crooked and it looks all kinds of things that it looks. So I fiddled with it. I tried to get it so that I could use it in the book itself, rather than the old pointed rose. And the problem is, it just doesn't show up. It looks all fuzzy and nasty. So put the old one back. But it all took time. I did have to change the half title and the frontispiece. Half title should only have the title on it, but I'm notorious for putting something else on. Yeah, you know what? I'm good with it. Here this morning. My head is all foggy. And not just because it's foggy out, not just because it's cloudy. Oh, well, I suppose that's not helping any, but My head is buzzing. I think it's because I've got so much stuff going on at once. I'm trying to find something to read. The Walter John Williams, somebody recommended Angel Station. And I got the sample for Angel Station. I got to the end of the sample and it's like, this is like the second, maybe the third sample from Walter John Williams that I've picked up. And, you know, I can't. Quite get into it. Monk post. I don't know why. It's sort of intriguing, but only sort of. I think what else I picked up. I picked up something else. I picked up a half a dozen things in the last few days, samples of them. And most of them I just threw. I didn't even, a couple of them I didn't even get through the samples. I mean, if you're going to use a common trope, if you're going to use the... Oh, that's one I just picked up, actually. The first contact story. Do something... For God's sake, do something different. Don't do the... I mean, there's a couple of classic first contacts. It's like E.T. Phone Home with alien ship crash landing, which is the basis of one whole series that I just can't read. I've started it a half a dozen times because people keep recommending it. I just can't read it. So there's a lot of the ship crash lands on Earth. There's the We Come in Peace. To Serve Mankind, which is another one, sort of like, We Come in Peace, we're looking for dinner. And The Favorite, the far and away, The Favorite, the absolute, is more of this, I think, than anything else, is either the warning of the Vogon Destructor Fleet, or the actual arrival of the Vogon Destructor Fleet. And John Ringo, David Weber, they do those very well. I just can't get into anybody else, and I don't read either John Ringo or David Weber anymore, so... Too often, and I think... I think this is a problem that I'm beginning to have with, or that I have recognized. I guess I've always had a problem with John Bowers, is that his stories are just an excuse for showing off the toys. In Bowers' case, it feels more and more like I'm trying to be reasonable, but you're not, so I'll kill you. And almost all of the invasion stories that I've read are really just an excuse to show off the world, to show off the technology, to show off the... the resilience and resourcefulness of humankind. You're like, for crying out loud. Call me jaded, call me old, call me bitter. Call me for dinner. I don't know. I just have a hard time with it. There's a half a dozen of the authors who occupy the top tier of space opera. They're all military science fiction. But they inhabit the top tier of space opera. And I've tried to read all of them. And I just, yeah. I just came to I heard this rhythmic rapping sound, and I thought it was the oil drill. It was a new drill rig. Well, there was a new drill rig. Oh. There was a new drill rig here. It was last week. Last week, earlier this week. I don't know if it's gone or just hiding behind the trees. I heard this rhythmic sort of I thought it was the a drill rig. And I came around the corner and I got a better stream on it. It's the Greeley West marching band. At least a drum line. So it's trash day, I got the trash out. It's early day for the kid. It's publication day. It's October 1st. I've got 1 month to get this book ready for Karen Conlon for the first day of November. Oh God. And the bad part is that now I'm into it heavily enough that this is the one I want to write. This is the one I need to write. This is the one I need to start doing the 5K a day. Don't go to sleep until you've got your 5K. Even if it's the wrong 5K, you can fix it later. I may be ready to do that. I don't know. We'll have to see. Have to see what the day brings. Right at the moment, my head is going yada 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 yada. It's crazy. There's a wheelchair student around the corner. A student in a wheelchair, I'm sorry. That was people first. A student in a wheelchair around the corner. That bus comes down and picks him up every day. Oh. And they found the leak in my sprinkler system. It's way down underground. spent part of yesterday digging it out. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.